Okay, I think everyone's here, and I think we're ready to go, and Fabiana and Jet are ready to go, right? So, okay, wonderful. So, welcome. Welcome to all of you. Welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church. If you don't know me, I'm Pastor Nate Wallenberg. It's been an honor and a blessing to serve here at Trinity for the last 6 years, and to get to know Fabiana and Jet in our school, and we're really excited that they are going to be baptized today. Received this amazing gift and promise of God. It's one of my favorite things that I get to do as a pastor is baptize children, and especially when we have children who have come to the school and then are baptized through that ministry. What an amazing blessing that is. And what a great thing it is to have a bunch of classmates here too. Thanks guys for coming. Really appreciate it. I know that we just have a small group here, and you probably don't need me to have a microphone on, but one of the neat things that we do is we record all of our baptisms, so I need to have the microphone on in order for the recording to pick me up. And then someday in confirmation class, when you guys are a little bit older, I'll have you listen to the service again, and we'll have a little project with that. Does that sound good? Okay, good. So, anyway, if you'd like to follow along with the service today, you can take out the burgundy-colored hymnal in front of you, and the baptism service is on page 268. That's where it starts there. So you can follow along with that if you'd like. I also want to introduce, behind me is our elder, Daryl Mashoff, and he's representing our congregation today, and we really are thankful that he's willing to be here today and serve as our elder. So the whole Trinity Lutheran Church together rejoices whenever anyone is baptized into our congregation. And so thanks for being here, Daryl. So if we're ready, I think we'll get started. So could I have Fabiana and Jet come and join me up here? And me and Kevin, if you'd come and join me too. And Emily, if you'd join us as well. Yeah. You guys can just write down here on the ground level for now. We'll start right down here. Is that okay? Perfect. Okay, well, we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dearly beloved, Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Matthew, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." In the last chapter of Mark, our Lord promises, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved." And the Apostle Peter has written, "Baptism now saves you." The Word of God also teaches that we are all conceived and born sinful, and are under the power of the devil until Christ claims us as his own. We would be lost forever unless delivered from sin, death, and everlasting condemnation. But the Father of all mercy and grace has sent his Son, Jesus Christ, who atoned for the sin of the whole world, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. All right, I've got first couple hard questions for you. What is your name? We'll start with you.
Fabiana Rose
Atnip, receive the sign of the Holy Cross both upon your forehead and upon your heart to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the Crucified. And what is your name?
Jet Gabriel Atnip,
receive the sign of the Holy Cross both upon your forehead and upon your heart to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the Crucified. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, according to your strict judgment, you condemned the unbelieving world through the flood, yet according to your great mercy, you preserved believing Noah and his family, 8 souls in all. You drowned hard-hearted Pharaoh and all his host in the Red Sea, yet led your people Israel through the water on dry ground, foreshadowing this washing of your holy baptism. Through the baptism in the Jordan of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, you sanctified and instituted all waters to be a blessed flood and a lavish washing away of sin. We pray that you would behold Fabiana and Jet according to your boundless mercy and bless them with true faith by the Holy Spirit, that through this saving flood, all sin in them, which has been inherited from Adam and which they themselves have committed since, would be drowned and die. Grant that they be kept safe and secure in the holy ark of the Christian church, being separated from the multitude of unbelievers, and serving your name at all times with a fervent spirit and a joyful hope, so that with all believers in your promise, they would be declared worthy of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And from ancient times, the church has observed the custom of appointing sponsors for baptismal candidates and catechumens. In the Evangelical Lutheran Church, sponsors are to confess the faith that's expressed in the Apostles' Creed and taught in the Small Catechism. They are to pray for them, support them in their ongoing instruction and nurture in the Christian faith, and encourage them toward the faithful reception of the Lord's Supper. They are at all times to be examples to them of the holy life of faith in Christ and love for the neighbor. So we have Emily, and we have Mia and Kevin. And so for all three of you, having heard these important responsibilities, I now ask you, is it your intention to serve Fabiana and Jet and support them in the Christian faith? If so, answer, yes, with the help of God.
Yes, with the help of God.
God enable you to will and to do this faithful and loving work, and with his grace fulfill what we are unable to do. Amen. Hear the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. They brought young children to Jesus that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." And he took them up in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And let us now pray the prayer our Lord Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord preserve your coming in and your going out from this time forth and forevermore. Amen. All right, let's walk up here, up the stairs to the font. Ooh, careful. Sorry, got in your way there. Now, before we actually do the baptism, I've got a few questions for you guys, okay? But I promise I'm going to give you all the answers. You just have to repeat after me, okay? Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. Remember what we said the word renounce means. Renounce means we don't want anything to do with the devil, right? So the first question, Fabiana and Jet, do you renounce the devil? If so, say, yes, I renounce him. Do you renounce all his works? If so, say, yes, I renounce them.
Yes, I renounce them.
Do you renounce all his ways? If so, say, yes, I renounce them.
Yes, I renounce them.
Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth? If so, say, yes, I believe.
Yes, I believe.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. If so, say, yes, I believe.
Yes, I believe.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting? If so, say, yes, I believe.
Yes, I believe.
Fabiana and Jet, do you desire to be baptized today? If so, say, yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Okay, wonderful. Here, Daryl. All right, Fabiana will do you first, okay? Fabiana Rose Atnip, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Jet, you ready? Don't go away, Fabiana. Jet, Gabriel, Atnip, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace unto life everlasting. Amen. Stay up here. I've got something interesting for you now. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. All right. Can you be really careful with these? Okay. There you go. Receive these burning lights to show that you have received Christ, who is the light of the world. Live always in the light of Christ and be ever watchful for his coming, that you may meet him with joy and enter with him into the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which shall have no end. I want you guys to keep those candles in a safe place and light them every year on February 11th to remind yourselves of your baptism day. You know, one of the most ancient understandings of baptism in the history of the church is that when a person is baptized, they receive a new name. So God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, takes his triune name and places it upon us in baptism. And for that reason, it's also been a historical tradition that when a person's baptized, we also recognize the significance of their given name. So I'll start with you, Fabiana. I looked up your name. Do you know what your name means? Have you ever heard of what your name means before? It's a beautiful Italian name, but it actually means bean farmer. Did you know that? A bean grower. A Fabiana is a bean grower. Did you know that? Have you ever had to be out in the fields farming beans before? All right. Well, I didn't think you had, but I was just curious. But you know, I really love that idea that growth is a part of your name, right? You think of beans out in the field growing, and they need lots of different things to grow. Well, now God has given you this amazing gift of the Holy Spirit, and our prayer for you is that your faith is going to grow each and every day for the rest of your life. Fabiana, yeah. Jet, do you know what your name means?
No.
We hear the name Jet, we think of like a plane, right? But it's an American name, and when Jet is given to people as a name, it actually means a wild spirit. Isn't that amazing? A wild spirit. And I think sometimes we feel that way about you, don't we? Right? But you know what? What a great thing that the Spirit is a part of your name, right? Because you're filled not just with a wild spirit, but you're filled with the Holy Spirit. This is one of the great gifts about baptism, right? You guys have faith in Christ, and you have the promise and gift of the Holy Spirit, and that's never going to go away. What a blessing that is. I'm going to invite our elder Daryl to speak a word of welcome on behalf of the congregation.
I almost dropped the candle, but I caught it.
Okay, good job.
In holy baptism, God the Father has made you, Fabiana and Jet, members of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and heirs with us with all the treasures of heaven in one holy Christian apostolic church. We receive you in Jesus' name as our sister and brother in Christ, that together we might hear his word, receive his gifts, and proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Amen. We welcome you in the name of the Lord, and let's give Fabiana and Jet a round of applause as we welcome them into the church. And let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God and Father, we thank and praise you that you graciously preserve and enlarge your family and have granted Fabiana and Jet the new birth and holy baptism and made them members of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and heirs of your heavenly kingdom. We humbly implore you that as they have now become your children, you would keep them in their baptismal grace that according to your good pleasure they may faithfully grow to lead godly lives to the praise and honor of your holy name, and finally, with all your saints, obtain the promised inheritance in heaven. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Receive the blessing of the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and grant to you his peace. Amen. You're welcome. Congratulations, guys. You can blow out those candles now. It's okay.
It's my birthday.
I know. It's a new birthday.
Blow the candles.